trainer Rick Vilich, who joins us now here on HRRN. Rick, welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much. I hope the racing prognosticators are a lot better than the weathermen have been up here. They've had a rocky couple of weeks here. Hopefully they'll start to get some things right. Like the sun will come out. That would work.
Well, Mark Hennig tweeted a couple of hours ago, about an hour ago, as we were coming on the air, that he was seeing blue sky. We are now finally seeing it to our far right, which is over on the clubhouse turn side. So I think we're moving in the right direction, Rick.
I hope so, but believe me, sometimes it can rain across the street and not rain on the other side of the street up here. It gets pretty bizarre, but we'll cross our fingers we've had enough rain, period.
Well, you're going to be a busy man this afternoon. All eyes on New York bred Diversify, the 7-5 morning line favorite in the Whitney, and rightfully so, after that tour de force win in the Suburban last time out at Belmont Park. Let's start there. Look back at that effort. Wow.
It was pretty cool, and it was one of the reasons that I was seriously considering skipping the Whitney, because it was such a magnificent effort. You know, it was fast. He beat some really, really nice horses, and just reflexively, after the race, I said, 4 weeks is going to be too close. But he kept kind of proving me wrong. You know, his appetite was great. He's moving great. His breeze was exceptional this past Sunday. Blood work came up flying colors. So the short answer is, when they're doing well, you're supposed to run them. And he's doing better than well. He's doing great.
Yeah, it was so impressive to see that 59 flat after that huge race. And, you know, I just thought to myself, wow, this horse is just really blooming right now. I mean, you got to be full of confidence going into today's race.
As confident as trainers get, I guess. The 59 flat actually was a little scary. We had walkie-talkies on the exercise rider, and he went off in almost 24, 23 and change, and he kind of chirped to him at the quarter pole, and he just reeled off an 11 and a tick. And I think we went half and 46 and change, and I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. So the 59 flat was kind of throttled down. And, a minute and change would have been fine with me, just so we knew he was kind of on his toes and sharp and everything. The 59, normally I wouldn't be tickled to death with, but the way he did it was pretty awesome.
Rick, he's a horse that has so much free-running early speed, and a lot of his races, including that Suburban, have been won in kind of just catch-me-if-you-can fashion, and he just puts them away and kind of discourages horses that might be trying to make a run from the back of the pack. Ron Paolucci at the post-position draw said, hold on a second, we're not letting this horse get away on the front end. We're going to press him today and make him work for it. When you hear stuff like that, what goes through your mind?
I forgot that he said that, so you reminded me. It's probably a good thing. Some people might be more happier being in front at the half mile pole than they are at the wire. That's not the case here. We're high cruising speed. If they want to go crazy and be in front of us, then that's, God bless them. I'm not, IRAD's going to ride his race and whatever range and comfortable position that IRAD has diversified, it will be fine. We do have very, very high cruising speed. It's a huge asset. And, we'll see what happens this afternoon. But we'll break running, and if they want to be faster than us, then they're going to have to go pretty darn fast.
They're going to have to do something to make that horse faster than you, because he's not. I just think they're going to see Diversify's rear end moving away from them. But, we know they don't run the races on paper, but that was pretty bold.
he's a nice guy. He's a character. He likes to stir the pot a little bit. So that's all. It's fair game. When they get in the gate, then it's up to the jocks and the horses. And we'll just have fun watching.
Rick Vilich joining us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rick, you've kind of made a living winning big races, big graded stakes races here in New York, and of course across the country too, but certainly here in New York. You've trained so many really, really nice horses. What would it mean to win the Whitney here at Saratoga with a New York bred?
Well, I mean, it's you know, hard to comprehend a little bit. I mean, you know, the Jockey Club, Gold Cup, the Suburban, the Whitney, they're these legacy races with just so much history behind them, with, you know, really great horses that have run in it. Secretariat got beaten in the Whitney. Anything you can really touch history and be part of it is pretty incredible, and, you know, we're blessed to be here. I mean, there are a lot of people who spent, you know, years and years in the industry and can only read about such things, so we're pretty lucky to be in this spot.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and you do such a good job, and you're always so straightforward. I love that about you. A lot of trainers, they duck questions and they just don't answer them the way you do. You're so together all the time. It's just amazing.
Well, I'm not so sure if I just have a big mouth. I'm not
Well, I don't know. He lets his horses do the talking, too, and Diversify, looking to do some talking later this afternoon in the Whitney. Again, our coverage comes your way 5 to 6 Eastern here on the network. You can tune in nationwide on Sirius XM Channel 83, on affiliates across the country, and stream us worldwide at horseracingradio.net. Rick, I know it's a busy day. We'll let you go, but appreciate the visit, and all the best this afternoon, my friend.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you guys. Appreciate it.